Welcome back to the High School Show. You are listening to KTWH 99.5 LP in Two Harbors, Minnesota. I'm Elizabeth Scoggin.
And I'm Sky Ronstadt.
And here with us today, we have Jackie Renwald, and I'm going to be interviewing her about her radio experience and everything that she's been up to. So, Jackie, how are you doing?
Good morning. Thank you. Thank you for having me on, and I'm so glad to have some young women in the radio biz. So thank you guys for being part of the radio station.
Yeah, of course. Okay, so let's start talking about your involvement in the radio. What is everything that you've been up to in the radio in the past however many years?
It was about 4 or 5 years ago when Fran Kelleher, who is a huge, amazing influence and the catalyst for this radio station even existing, I met her when I was volunteering at the food shelf, and she had mentioned something about a radio station, and I have some radio experience in 10, 15, 20 years ago. I've got a lot of commercial radio experience, and so I was very curious when she mentioned that, and so she and I became friends, and I started to help her. She did most of it. I just sort of hung out with her while she did all the work, and to create the radio station for Two Harbors. And it was wonderful to be part of that, and part of that experience of, you know, filing for the FCC license and all that stuff that goes with creating a radio station.
Okay, so once you got the radio station actually created and started, what was your role in the radio station?
I did the Monday morning show. Y'all have a different, every different weekday, there's a different person who does their morning show, and I got to do Mondays. And so, I just started doing a morning show, playing music, talking about stuff that's going on in the news, local things, doing the community event announcements, typing those up, the script that people read. And so it was fun because I got to, you know, play music and talk to folks as if we're kind of talking around the kitchen table with a cup of coffee, and in between music is kind of how I did my show.
That's a lot of fun. This sounds like something, it sounds like what we do here at the High School Show, just have a good group of people and just mostly just hanging out in the radio station.
Exactly.
Okay, so why aren't you on the radio station anymore?
Well, I kind of fell into some other things that I didn't foresee. I started subbing. Once my son started public school, I decided to start subbing at the high school, teaching. And that appealed to my long dormant teaching license that I had never let expire, but I have a license to teach high school English, 7th through 12th grade English. And so I started subbing, but then I was asked if I would want to teach at the high school. And I did the interview, and then that job didn't actually happen. And so summer went on, and I had also filed for city council because I thought that would be a cool thing to do. And I'd been looking at that for 2 years. And so I filed for city council. And then all of a sudden, August, they asked me again, wait, we do have an opening after all. Would you like to teach? And so the filing had happened, but August happened, and so I decided to teach, and then I did win the election, so all these things sort of happened. So as city council at large and teaching 2 hours of American Lit for 11th grade at the Two Harbors High School, it just, things got a little busy, and I had to walk away from the radio station. I didn't want to, but it was just, you know, sometimes you just have to, you know, figure out what needs to happen. And so, and also my position as a board of directors for the Two Harbors Area Food Shelf, I had to let that lapse as well. So that's why I'm not on the air anymore, but I miss it. And this is fun to be back. Thank you so much for having me back.
Yeah, of course. So having to walk away from things, what is kind of your advice about having to say no to things and having to kind of take things off your plate?
There is a certain power in saying no. I think you can't do everything without still being true to yourself. I didn't want to do a poor job at 4 things as opposed to doing a really as best as I can job at 2 things. And so you need to realize you can say yes to things, but if you're not going to do them well, then you shouldn't. And so I did have to stop the volunteer things. And I love volunteering. I volunteered for 5 years at the food shelf. I miss it, and I miss the people there. But I was elected to do a thing, and I was hired to do a thing. And so those things needed to bubble to the top. And I had to say no to other things. But I think that's a life lesson that you just have to, you can't do everything and still do a good job as being a wife and a mother and just a person, just being me. I couldn't do all those things. And so that's why Yeah, that's why I'm not on the air anymore. But I'm enjoying what I'm doing.
That's awesome. So back to talking about girls at the radio station. What would your advice to be to get more girls doing broadcasting and radio state?
I like to say women in radio because it women, just sounds so much more powerful. Women in radio, absolutely. I think there are there are too few female voices on the air. And it's such a male dominated as far as even back, 10, 15 years ago when I was doing the commercial radio, so many more men than women. And I think there are just amazing opportunities. I mean, there are even in Duluth, if you listen to the radio, they're just needing to have a female voice. And I think if a gal can learn radio, either just go to the radio station anywhere, commercial, and learn it or learn it here for free at the community radio station at KTWH, learn radio. Because as you're going to college or whatever you do, you're always going to have that skill in your back pocket, in your toolbox that you can use. Hey, I know radio. I did this. And bam, you have a part-time or a full-time job. A lot of times, I was asked to do a morning show in Alaska, so it can take you anywhere that you want to do just because you're a female and you know radio and you are a very, very high demand commodity if you're a female voice who knows radio. So I'd say jump in, learn it, and you don't even have to pay for it. You don't have to go to Brown University. I didn't go to Brown University to learn broadcasting. I learned it on the fly. So anyone can do it. And I think any gal should consider, hey, I'm going to do this. Then if anything ever falls apart, I've got this skill that I can do to support myself.
That's awesome. So is there any other general advice you want to give to anyone interested?
Oh, in radio? Try it. It's fun. It's kind of like a little bit of show business. It's you're entertaining, you're informing, you get to play with the technical side of your brain, which I'm not a technical person, but I understand the radio part of it. There's music involved. You're learning about artists, and I think about it as lyrics even and words. And there's so many aspects of radio that can appeal to all different kinds of genres in a person's head that radio can scratch. I mean, if there's a niche that you need to work, radio can do it. So I think people should consider it.
That's awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming on. We appreciate having you, Jackie, on the show. You guys are listening to KTWH 99.5 FM LP in Two Harbors, Minnesota.
Thank you very much for having me. Have a great day.